on the second half performance, I thought the way they dealt with the second half was a very professional performance. At half time, they took on board what me and James said to them and put that into play during the course of the second half. First half, in many ways, we weren't pleased with how we went about it, but I thought second half we controlled the game for large spells, really.
What was missing in the first half that you rediscovered in the second half?
We can't say what we said to them at half time, let's put it like that, but you know, the information that James, myself, gave, they took on board. So I thought today the staff were magnificent in the change room throughout, you know, from start to finish, and that goes for all the staff. But the players have to put into practice what's been done on the training ground, and once they cross that white line, they have to put that into play. And second half, they've done that.
You perhaps called it on Thursday when you said we'd have to grind out a result, but always going for the 3 points, and with the 4-2-3-1 formation, that in the end worked perfectly.
Yeah, but I think before the game you're unsure whether what formation it would be, what the personnel would be. Well, you knew the personnel, but what formation it would be, and I just felt that you know, going with that, especially the way Wrexham set themselves up and the good form that they're in, we needed to make sure that we were solid within the game, and as the game opened up and we were able to move the ball around, we would cause some problems, and that's what happened.